Kerry Crowley, any news on Pomerantz? Are they going to do anything with this guy?
Well, he was the only Giant sitting there at his locker when the clubhouse opened today, so that's always nice. He was accessible to the media. I appreciated that.
Is he getting angry? Is that what's happening?
Yeah. No. I didn't check in with him.
So what do you do with him? And let's face it, 16 starts, one quality start. Some games okay, some not. Isn't there anyone in this organization who could use those innings?
I think so. I think that eventually, probably after July 31st, we'll see maybe a Connor Menez come up, or maybe you see Derek Rodriguez come back in the rotation. Perhaps Derek Holland gets another opportunity to start if he's not traded. And so you've got a few different opportunities there. I don't know that Drew Pomeranz will be in the rotation past July 31st, but if you're trying to market him as a potential addition to trade to teams that are interested in trading, you kind of have to give him as many innings as you can right now.
You mentioned Derek Holland, and that's a guy I've kind of been looking at, wondering if they're going to try to work him back into the rotation. His last 9 innings pitched, 1 earned run, 6 strikeouts. His last 15 games, he's got a 22 and two-thirds innings pitched, 20 strikeouts. He's been better out of the bullpen, but in low-leverage situations.
Yeah, I think that they're going to do something interesting coming out of the All-Star break. We don't know what it is yet, but they've got a really difficult stretch of 7 games in 6 days, 4 at Coors Field, including a doubleheader. And so you're going to have a lot of guys eating a lot of innings. There's not going to be any quick hooks from Bruce Bochy, and really who they pick as those starters is going to be interesting. I think that they sent Derek Rodriguez down to AAA with the hope that he could get stretched out and start one of those doubleheader games or perhaps the day right after that, but you're probably still going to need someone else. Is that Andrew Suarez? Maybe. Is it Derek Holland? I think he's pitched well enough of late to probably merit another opportunity.
This was a fun week for Giants baseball. This was fun. Longoria woke up. My God, where has he been? 4 homers in 3 games in San Diego. That doesn't happen very often down there. What was your take? You were there. You saw the games.
They were really... That was the most fun that I've seen this club had in 2.5 seasons that I've been covering the team. They were really enjoying what they did at the plate. And you could see it. The energy was infectious. It was contagious. And, you know, sometimes I think that's cliche. I think it's overstated, and we tend to put too much value on that. But this is a Giants team that just hasn't had any energy for the past few seasons. And so to see guys like Alex Dickerson, Austin Slater, Donovan Solano, Stephen Vogt coming through, it wasn't exactly the core guys who were thriving other than Longoria. It was the supplementary pieces, many of whom Farhan Zaidi has given chances to, and they've come through and kind of added some enthusiasm to this team and made watching this team more enjoyable.
We're kind of poking fun with you because last weekend, actually, Carmen had asked you off-air about Austin Slater, if we were going to see him at all, and you said, well, you know, he's playing a lot of infield. He's not hitting for a ton of power. Within 2 days, he's up here. He's hitting doubles, triples, and home runs. Is this what Austin Slater's become, or is he just kind of playing out of his skin right now?
Well, we still saw him have that opposite field approach in San Diego. I believe 4 of his extra base hits were to the opposite field outside of that home run that he launched at Petco Park. He was really doing a nice job driving the ball the other way. And so I think that what we've seen from Austin Slater is his ability to flatten out that swing a little more, not pound the ball into the ground, be a little more selective with the pitches that he is hitting, because there is some power in there. We've seen it. We've seen it in the past. He just has to find a way to make it consistent, and I think that this new swing has helped him do a little bit more of that.
So Will Smith, 22 saves in a row, and today he's engaged.
Yeah.
And to his girlfriend, we determined. Very good.
Fiancé now, Marty.
Right, fiancé. We determined that.
Yeah.
We're an investigative reporting team here. You know that.
You're using your resources wisely.
Yes, yeah. My 2 resources dressed in purple today. But boy, Will Smith, what a season he's had.
Huh? Yeah.
What a season. And, you know, he's just so calm. And he's going to go somewhere, obviously. But what a year for him after the Tommy John surgery.
Just incredible work ethic, incredible mentality to have in that ninth inning. The guy comes to the park every day like he's battling for a job. And he's been one of the best closers in all of baseball this season. You look around the National League, and you could make a case that if not for the season that Kirby Yates is having in San Diego, Will Smith would be the guy who should close the All-Star game if the National League had a save opportunity. And when you've got a league with so many guys who are so good in high-leverage situations in the ninth inning, it's hard for closers to sometimes stand out, and Will Smith has absolutely done that this season. And it's just a tremendous credit to all the work that he put in coming back from Tommy John surgery to regain the form that he had before it and be better than what he was before the surgery.
Yeah, I think you're right. Probably, I mean, again, you could make the case probably best closer in the National League. Your thoughts on the lineup right now? They're using Belt still periodically in the leadoff spot. Posey hit second yesterday. He came around a little bit in San Diego. How are you feeling about them?
you know, the core guys have still struggled a little bit. Brandon Belt, walks don't slump for him. Or I should say his eye never slumps, because he didn't hit the ball very well in the month of June, but he led the National League in walks in the month of June. And so you have him in that leadoff slot, I think, because so many Giants players don't really fit in that spot. There's no prototypical leadoff guy. They wanted Steven Duggar to take over and assume that role, and he was just striking out far too often. Now he's down at AAA trying to work on his swing. But Belt is a guy who's going to make a pitcher work, and they don't have speed, but where else do they have it in the lineup? There's not a whole lot of options there, and so I do like the idea of having him there to really make pitchers work hard.
I liked the Cardinals last night, and I'll tell you why. I think there was three homers last night. I wrote it down. Three homers, two triples, a double, and eight singles. That's the way you hit in this park. That's the way you're supposed to hit in this park.
It is.
You're supposed to knock a couple out, but then you're supposed to use the whole park to make things happen. And they run. They go first to third. The big guys go first to third. They hit the ball where they ain't, so to speak. And the shift is a certain way, and they'll put the ball just to the right or left of it. They were very impressive for me last night.
They do some of the things that I think that you mentioned there that the Dodgers do better than anyone else. Going first to third, defensive positioning. The Cardinals have those kind of assets, those skills, and they really maximize their roster, I think. You've got guys who've continually come up through the years and exceeded or outperformed expectations because it's an organization that knows what it does well, and you give them credit, they go out there and they play like Marty said. And so when you're spraying the ball all over the field, when you're not trying to, you know, maximize that launch angle and only hit home runs, when you're hitting doubles, when you're hitting triples, it shows that you've really mastered some things. And granted, the Cardinals aren't where they want to be in the standings right now, but I think of all the clubs that are kind of in that National League wild card race, they're one of the teams that could make a jump.
They've got to make a jump, but they got to get a pitcher, right?
They're a game and a half out.
Yeah.
You know, and
so many teams are within range.
Yeah,
right now.
They probably do need a pitcher.
Who doesn't?
And looking at Waka and Wainwright and Dakota Hudson, Michaelis is a big deal for them to see what he can do. Ponce de Leon.
One of the all-time names.
Yeah, is pitching better.
Carlos Martinez is at the back end of the bullpen now. He's running as like their late inning closer guy.
Yeah, they could use a pitcher. But again, the big issue, and we'll talk to you about it, Paul White will talk about it, is what clubs are going to do. And I've thought about it. I'm just going to throw this out to you. Everyone's talking about, well, this club can only be a wild card. They can't win. This club can only be a wild card. They can't win a division. So they're not going to go out and make a big deal or, you know, trade a couple of prospects. I think that's crazy. I think that's wrong. You owe a responsibility to get in the playoffs.
I agree.
And then things happen.
If you're not trying to compete, what are you here for?
Really?
What are you here for?
You can't say, well, sorry, you can only be a wild card team, so you can't make deals. I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. You owe it to your fans, especially, you know, some of these cities like St. Louis. They're a baseball-crazed town. They support the team. They come out. When you've got attendance numbers like they do, it's important to give back to your fans and do everything in your power to give your team the best possible record after game 162. Yeah. And then once you get into October, everyone's got a chance.
And by the way, after September 1st, they're not competing with the St. Louis Rams anymore. You got one team there to put in the postseason. Go do it. You're a game, like you said, a game out of the second spot in the wild card. The National League Central is a jumbled up mess. Almost any team who jumps out and is aggressive can go take it. I'm with you. They've got enough pieces that they could move somebody and try to get a starting pitcher.
You're in business to win. Yeah. You're in business to win games and go as far as you can, and that's the deal. And you worry about next year when next year comes. But I find it just offensive that people say, "Well, oh, we're only a wild card team, so we're not going to jump in as heavily as other teams would." I think it's an insult to the fans who spend the money.
Well, and you can make the case that look, if you don't go all in this year, you're going to be a better club in 2020 or 2021, but how about you make those decisions later on? How about you field your better club in 2020 and make decisions at that trade deadline that can also make
you
better?
Exactly.
So I think that you do owe it to your fans continue investing in the product that you have.
I like it. Boy, the Giants, you know, it was a good week. Alex Dickerson keeps hitting. Of this whole crowd, Farhan's finally got his platoon down.
He does.
You know, he's got Yastrzemski, he's got Dickerson, he's got Austin Slater, he's got Tyler Austin. He's got Austin Hedges. He's got Austin's all over the place.
Nice, so
he's finally got his deal down.
He does.
Do you think it stays? Do these people stick?
Oh, that's such a hard question to answer. I've thought about that quite a bit over the last week because they've been working toward getting workable platoons in the outfield and at different positions. You know, Donovan Solano has been a nice platoon addition for the infield because there are so many left-handed hitters there. But I really don't know if I can answer that question of if it stays because so many of these guys are unproven. It's not like you have a platoon of Jock Peterson out there or Max Muncy. You've got guys who had 10 career home runs coming into this season, or like in Donovan Solano's case, hadn't been in the bigs since 2016. So it's going to take more than a few weeks of good performance. It's going to take a few months.
I'll ask both of you guys, if you had to bet on one of them, of the platoon guys, who would you bet on?
Well, right now, I think Alex Dickerson is the obvious choice. He's hitting for power. They've been putting him in late after they've started a right-handed bat in Tyler Austin. I think for me, he's probably the leading candidate.
I'll say Slater because he plays the most positions, and if he can continue to hit the ball for power, if he can continue to drive the ball, I think that it'll give him an opportunity to play all over the field. If you can go and play left field one day, second base on another, the chances of you being in the lineup and sticking around are a lot better.
Yeah, it's a good question. It's sort of fun. You know, Farhan, in his way, this is a big month for him because it's no longer tinkering on the edges of the roster and like we're kidding around with the platoons and all that. He's got some serious stuff to get done this month, so it's going to be interesting to see what he does. But in the meantime, you get 4 or 5 days off. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do over the break?
Write about baseball.
That's it?
No, I'm going to head down to the desert, Marty, and spend my all-star break in 110-degree weather in Phoenix.
Phoenix, all right. Yeah. By the way, bringing that up, I hope everyone is well with the two earthquakes down in Southern California, 7.1 last night. So our wishes go out to everybody down in the desert. When you said the desert, I thought of the Mojave Desert. So home run derby, did I ask you this?
You haven't yet, but my pick's Pete Alonso.
You're just trying to be nice to Carmen.
I love Pete Alonso.
It's a good pick.
I love Pete Alonso.
All right.
Yeah.
You like the Derby?
I used to like it a lot more. I don't know. Maybe just being involved in the media has changed my opinion of it. Growing up, it was like my favorite thing as a 10-year-old kid. All my heroes were just launching balls out of these parks, and I thought it was the coolest thing in the world.
Except this park. They didn't really hit them out of this park. Not into the Cove, at least.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. It was not quite as entertaining as other Derbies. But, I don't know. It just... I would love to see guys like Franmil Reyes and some of the guys who have had such outstanding seasons partake in the Home Run Derby. I want to see the guys that the fans love. I want to see a Shohei Ohtani in the Home Run Derby. And, you know, you've got a great field, but 8 players, maybe open it up a little bit more, maybe 12 or 16. I don't know.
Well, we had the fantasy thing of amateurs coming in and minor league prospects and all that rounding it off, but that's another story.
Oh, I like that idea.
That's another story. My prediction on the Home Run Derby is you will never see anything like you're going to see what's going to happen with these baseballs. Someone's going to hit it 550 feet. I mean, it's going to be the...
Remember Bryce last year? I mean, it was set up for him to win almost. It's almost like when Blake Griffin jumped over the Kia in L.A., right?
This is going to be unbelievable.
I'd rather go to the PCL Home Run Derby. I want to go see Kevin Crone launch bombs in El Paso.
We should play every one of the derbies in Colorado is what should happen. No matter where the All-Star game is, they should be playing the derby in Colorado.
I like
no
that.
No humidor.
Yeah.
All right. It'll be fun. All right, where are the folks today?
Back at home. Taking a rest. We'll probably flip on the game later.
Good.
Probably listening to the show right now.
All right, appreciate you coming out. We'll see you tomorrow as well.
Thank you, Marty. Looking forward to it.
Carrie Crowley, Bay Area News Group.